Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Today I present to you Toddy's Hotties.
Welcome to this edition of Toddy's Hotties.
Oh,
this is Toddy, and it's time to get hot. We're going to pick two ladies and one guy that will open up your eyes.
It's Roomba Santana. What are you going
to
do?
Yeah, the Roomba started up, and he's begun to suck. In the end, did you take comfort in the fact that for years, all the time, you had a perfect groin?
Yes. Yeah, because I was always worried about my groin.
Everyone worries about your groin.
Yes, yes.
Now I can sleep at night.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy Tuesday, everyone.
It's official. The kiddies are going back to school. People are going back to work. Or in Oscar's case, they never left work. They took a weird vacation like before the week before Labor Day. And we are here and we are ready to believe you. This is the Mike O'Mara Show for Tuesday, September 4th, 2018, in the year of our Lord, 2018. We are so glad to be with you.
Anno Domini.
Yeah, I'm thinking in the year of our Lord because I was looking at churches this weekend. Shopping
around?
Well, because Carla wants to take the little guy to church again, and I was away for many, many decades, and then I came back and really loved this pastor that ended up being a nad, and so he's gone now.
That's true.
They parted ways.
Not so the Pennsylvania nad situation.
No,
different
not
type
like
of
that.
Nad.
Different kind of nad, but it involves the nad.
That guy's a criminal.
Yeah, it's the guy that I'm talking about. Mine was fine guy. Liked him a lot, and he disappointed me. But anyway,
don't you hate when a man of the cloth lets you down?
Just wanted to clarify.
Well, seems to be kind of a theme. Yeah. I think really, if we really were to look at theology over the years, I think it happens. I think it happens all the time.
A lot of pressure on them. The flock looks to the shepherd.
No, you're giving them too much credit. No, you do. No, there's no pressure on them. What it is that we put them on a pedestal that we should not put them on.
I see.
I see
just
both
like
sides.
A doctor or a lawyer.
Ladies
and gentlemen, on that note, let me please welcome a special guest panelist on the Mike O'Mara Show, one of the funniest men alive and a guy that I love, Mr. Rob Mayer is here, ladies and gentlemen, for the Rob and Joe Show.
Thank you, gentlemen. It's great to be back.
Now, he's here because he's come here multiple times. No one probably has paneled on this show more than Rob Mayer. And I mean that because I think you've done it more than your partner Joe has, and we love having you come by, and we go back a long way, and it's always a pleasure. But you're here for a specific reason today, ladies and gentlemen. And now, Rob, I'm seeing your hand.
Yeah.
Go to. I need. We really didn't do this in rehearsal, but we've got a very, very special announcement that I don't think we put out on social media.
No,
at all. We didn't put this out on social media.
We've been waiting.
We've been waiting for the day after Labor Day to let you know that for those of you who are planning on attending the festivities in Las Vegas, Nevada, on the weekend of November 4th, ladies and gentlemen, this is very, very exciting because, I can't wait any longer.
No.
Is it really? Is it Saturday, November 3rd? Is our show on Friday, November
2nd? Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes.
Those dates, right?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a very special announcement to make because everyone knows that on Friday, November 2nd, we are doing TMOS Live.
Right.
And we are going to be in the Zappos Council Chambers Theater. As soon as we sold that thing out, we were very, very, we were inundated with, well, what are you going to do now? Well, what about the next night? Well, what's going to happen? And that was not lost on us because we care.
Yes, desperately.
And we respond.
That was
and
me
we
saying
aware.
Those things.
For those of you who are coming to Las Vegas, ladies and gentlemen, it just got better. Let me hit the timpani, please.
Hey, Ed! Roll it! Show it!
Ladies and gentlemen, Die Laughing Productions presents the world's greatest comedy murder mystery show, Back to the 80s.
Yes!
It is a hilarious 1980s themed mystery involving high school reunions, or a high school reunion. You don't put that plural. A 30-year-old time capsule, and murder.
Murder!
Murder!
Now, we are going to be doing this show. Back to the 80s is going to happen on the Saturday following our Friday show. That means you have a weekend of entertainment. That means clear your dance card.
Yes.
If you were planning on going out to the Pussycat Lounge or wherever you were going to, no, you can do that later on Saturday. But let me tell you something. This is very, very exciting because it's happening the night after our show. Saturday, November 3rd at 7 p.m. Same theater, the Zappos Council Chambers Theater. It's a wonderful show. If anybody's ever seen this show, it's awesome. Starring 98 Rock Morning Show host Justin Schlegel, More Broadcasting's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson, plus special guests Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and Adrian Garcia.
Yes! No.
He was a tough kid.
No, I'll be there too. But the real star of the show, and this is what our listeners will love, especially about 85% of them, the real star of the show
is you.
You. Of all the people in the world, they chose you.
They chose you, Ruth Gordon. Select audience members. Listen to this. Select audience members get to play parts in the show, and everyone gets to guess who the murderer is. Now, this happens Saturday, November 3rd at 7 p.m. in the Zappos Council Chambers Theater. This is what I want. We were waiting around to see if we could get everybody together and we could make the right arrangements to do this because I knew a lot of you wanted us to do a second show. I didn't want to do a second show. I like to keep them special. I like to keep them one and done. That's just my thing. But I was very, very excited when Oscar came to me and it was floated out. Maybe we can do a second show and do the Rob and Joe murder mystery with Justin, because that show's fantastic. Rob has had a role in that. You know more about this show than anybody next to Rob, right?
Yeah, I've done three of them. They're great. The audience participation is great, and you can't say enough about Justin Schlegel. He is so much fun to watch do this, because it's scripted with a lot of improv, and he does great crowd work, and
can
it's
I
a true
mystery.
Can I
just make a correction here, though? He's a radio guy.
Yes, he is.
And I can say enough about him. I can absolutely... Any radio person from my form, I can say enough about him. I haven't met the man. I hear he's very, very nice, but I am excited because it's Rob and Joe, who I know, and this Justin guy that I've heard about.
Let me rephrase it then.
Yes.
The star of the show, Justin Schlegel, you can absolutely say enough about him.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's going to be awesome. Saturday, November 3rd at 7 p.m. in the Zappos Council Chambers Theater. For tickets, you get them just the way you got tickets to our live show. You go to MikeOMaraShow.com. Drink, laugh, solve a murder. We are going to see you November 3rd in Las Vegas. It's the night after our show. A lot of people are going to be out there anyway. We want you all to come to the show. Everybody that comes to our show, we want you to come to this show too. Please. Thank you.
It's the perfect weekend. You're going to get everything. And Justin is a stand-up comedian before he's anything. So, and he's a huge fan. He's a huge fan going back to Don and Mike. He's a huge fan of this.
Big supporter.
He's a big Owen Dukes.
Yeah.
So he's
a great, really talented guy.
He's going to kill it. And this is just a crowd pleaser. It's very nostalgia. It's all 80s music. If you want to come dressed up with any sort of 80s apparel, by all means.
Oh, God.
And and we've got about eight
rolls
to give out.
I'm just picturing Dirk Vastrick with wide lapels.
Dirk Vastrick in a denim jacket and Vans. Yes.
That's what I see.
With his Knight Rider t-shirt.
Everybody's been to the murder mystery shows. You guys put the heavy duty comedy twist on this a long time ago, and you've been doing this for variants of this. When did it become the 80s? When did it become the Back to the 80s thing?
Well, this was, I believe, our fourth show that we've done, and now we've probably done this more than any. It just seemed like the next thing to do, because 80s is always always a nostalgia thing. There's always best of the 80s music on the weekends and stuff. And it turned out it's our most popular. We're doing it this weekend at Magoobies, your favorite comedy club name.
Magoobies Joke House.
Yes. This 7:30 and 9:45 this Saturday.
Eat a burger, have a laugh.
There you go.
Magoobies.
Yes.
But it's so much fun because the way the audience is involved and the tie-ins and all the references to the 80s It's my most fun show to do. It's our show. I think it's the most well received. Rob,
and it changes every time, right? It's different every single time. That's the way that goes.
Well, we have 8 different theme shows. So this one, there's places where there's key points in the plots where we have to hit, but every show's different in the terms that the audience will screw up, and that'll be acknowledged.
That's
and
just the part I'm looking tangents. To.
Yes, we're counting on screw ups. We're counting on it. It just you could see the exact same in theory show 2 times in a row, but it'll be completely different.
You know, when I ask, let me just give you a little promotion 101. Okay. You're an honest man, and I appreciate the honesty. I really do. But when I gave you that softball, but the show changes every time. I did not need that detailed an answer. You know that the outline of the show is basically the same. No, they're all different. They're all incredibly different.
All
That's
different.
The way they go.
That's right.
All different. That's right. The show you see in Las Vegas, Nevada, will be so much better than the one you're going to see.
It will be. Because they'll have Oscar Santana in it.
Yes.
Mike, Oscar Santana wants to remind everybody that the banner is now live on MichaelMaraShow.com, and they can pick up their tickets as we speak. So if you're listening live or you're watching live on YouTube, get on over. What are you waiting for? You're already going to Vegas.
I'm going to tell you something, Rob Mayer. Our listeners get excited about stuff like this, and this is going to be fun because this is in effect our meet and greet. This is going to be when we show up and we hang out. And what do you do? And I'm asking for a friend of mine, what do you do when you get a particularly problematic audience member? What happens when that's the case? Someone might be in the audience who's just really, really happy that he's not responsible for the show, and he really wants to be obnoxious.
Is he sort of part of the show, but he doesn't have any real responsibility? Is that exactly what the situation?
How do you wrangle that gentleman?
Did that friend have a long day before the show?
When the security is taking me out by both arms, you know. I mean, what do you mean? I just want to ask Justin.
We welcome.
Oh my
God!
We welcome that individual. It can't get too crazy. The more out of control it gets, the more that it ramps up and gets more exciting.
Now, because Justin is obviously doing his day job now and doing the 98 Rock Morning Show, I'd love to chat with him. We'll book him. Oscar. We'll book him simply based on one factor. Ticket sales. That's it. I think it'd be better if I went on the 98 Rock Morning Show. That would be good.
Yeah.
On that show. I know where those studios are. For God's sakes, I subbed for them one time up there when I was
here. It won't be long before you're heading south. You could just stop in.
Yeah, stop in there and stop in here.
It's a great idea. I actually just called in this morning because Justin was talking about the nudist resort gig that they had reached out to him about doing it again, and he mentioned that I had done it, and he was giving information about that.
Now that's something we did back in the 1980s. We did a nudist camp.
Back to the 80s.
96, I believe we did that.
96? Yes. We did the nudist colony.
The nude Olympics.
And I like calling it a nudist colony, too.
A colony,
We call it a nudist colony.
I think they prefer resort, but we like colony.
All right, so here it is.
Cult.
For those of you that are making your plans, and even those of you that might not be coming to our show, this is your chance to get in there and hang out.
Yeah.
We're going to have select audience members playing parts in the show, and it's November 3rd, 7 p.m., the Zappos Council Chambers Theater. That's the night after our show. We're doing ours Friday night. They're doing theirs Saturday night, and we're all part of it. It's going to be great. For tickets, click the banner at MichaelMaraShow.com, and you can come out, party, you can laugh, you can solve a murder. It's a lot of fun, and do you guys, if I'm asking detailed questions that are going to ruin the surprise of the show, please tell me. But like when you go into that show, do you know that day, or is it always pre-planned who the murderer is going to be, or do you make that call kind of on the fly?
No, we know which character is the murderer. It could be a cast member. It could be a actual audience member. But So we know who the killer is. It could be Dirk Vastrick as we speak.
Okay. All right. Very good.
That's calculated, Mike.
It is.
It's calculated. All right.
Yeah. There are no accidents.
I'm just checking. And how is Joe Robinson in the show?
Joe does a great job of handing out all the sheets pre-show and giving some announcements and then stepping aside.
Is he going to be there in Las Vegas?
He is going to be there. Joe will actually be leaving that night. He's doing Ravens pregame, so there's a 1 p.m. I guess he's got to be on at 11 a.m.
Oh, my God.
He's going to take a red eye.
And then, You got to take a red eye and then just like stare at
the,
the manic Kirk McEwen for 3 hours.
Exactly.
The next day.
Yes.
What's bad about that? That means that the next day Joe might be low energy.
Yeah. I wouldn't say, but you know what? That's okay. That's okay. Because I know he's a hard worker and, you know, and he doesn't have to worry that show. I'm sure the other guy who works will do all the prep.
Yeah, Joe.
But anyway,
Joe's arriving Thursday, yeah, just like I am, and the whole gang. Justin and everybody.
We'll all enjoy ourselves.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be
I'm so excited. Thank you guys for putting this on Saturday. Yeah. It's going to be
there like
amazing.
He's waiting for me to blow the whole thing. I'm like, I'm not.
My entire life.
I'm not going to blow the whole thing.
How's this going to go today?
Why? Everybody's tense today. What's going on? It's fine. We're all friends. We're going to have a good time. I'm just asking about this show.
Have we sold out yet?
This is all I got.
So I called you yesterday. You couldn't get off the phone fast enough.
Because you work your schedule. You know when you want to get me? You want to catch me? Catch me 15 minutes after the show's over. That's when you want to catch me. You don't want to catch me on Labor Day at cocktail hour.
Dinner time.
Has that been going on like with this and stuff like that? You know, we'll get to that in the body of the show. Your wackadoodle hours. I appreciate the work ethic. Don't get me wrong, but the work ethic is. When you get spurts of energy, you're like, you know what you are? You are the equivalent of a Roomba, the way you work. It could go anywhere, anytime, and it could die for a while, and it could be sitting there, mm-hmm. and then suddenly it's 12:30 at night, and you the Roomba starts moving again. You drive down to the studio, and you're in Podcast Village for 6 hours.
You go to bed at 8 o'clock in the evening.
No, I've actually. Last night it was 9:30.
And I called you yesterday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Monday. That is not crazy.
Yeah, we had people over. But anyway, it was,
because it's Labor Day, a holiday. Oscar called me at 5 p.m.
There you go.
That's right. He said, "What's wrong with Mike?"
No, so I mean, there's no need to be nervous. I'm excited. You know, Oscar, tell Rob Mayer how excited I was about the prospect. Will you corroborate the fact that this is what I wanted to do Saturday night?
I am not nervous about the show. I'm not nervous about ticket sales.
I'm talking about my enthusiasm.
You are pumped for it, yes.
This is what I wanted to do. I wanted to be there. I wanted to participate in the show. I wanted to see this show that Rob's been involved with. And I was excited about it. And now it's coming true. And I couldn't be more thrilled. They're the funniest guys that we ever have on the show.
And Rob, how many times have you been in the show?
I think I've done it 3 times.
You've done 3 different ones.
Yeah, I've done the Newly Dead Game, that one, and the reunion.
That's the first one I remember. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Newly Dead, yeah.
But they're all great, and they're all so much fun. It's a blast. I can't wait to be a part of it again.
So every time he comes back, he gives a different review of a different show. So that's why we knew it was going to be a home run. Like, mm-hmm. he loves it.
And the role that we have for you, Mike, I think you're really going to rise to the occasion.
I'm excited.
Ooh. I think it's going to speak to you.
Nice.
You know, my improvisational theater background, I will tell you, you throw anything you want at me. You throw anything.
Oh,
you want.
Look
it's
at this
be,
guy.
It's going to be.
Mike.
Yes. Give him a situation, a relationship, and an object.
They're going to be my peeps. The reason I was asking about Joe Robinson's participation is I just was hoping to, you know, was hoping for a scene. With him, you know, I just like, you know,
perhaps a romantic scene.
I was watching the Thriller video and I did not know where the knife was in the kitchen.
Well, that's why you're going to be, that's why we've put our fingers on you. We're putting our fingers on you for the murder.
Hey, how about a spoiler alert?
That's what you are. Did I mention I'm getting married?
All right, what? I'm sorry. Why do I look this way when I'm doing Joe Robinson?
I just want to say...
That's where Rob is sitting in your imaginary studio. Right.
Ravens pregame.
By the way, I got to listen to that Ravens pregame. It's McEwen and Joe Robinson,
it's
right?
Hilarious.
Let me see.
Okay, well, this is going to be probably one of the biggest games of the season. Don't you think so, Kurt?
And Kurt goes... anyway, I'm just having. Hey, it's Tuesday after a holiday weekend. I'm sorry. I'm just having. You know,
maybe we'll
work
make,
with the guy.
Maybe we'll make Kirk McEwen the killer in the, so he can go to prison and you'll be happy about that.
Hey, you fly McEwen out there. I'll tell you something. I guarantee you can have a good time in Vegas if you bring McEwen out.
He's got a previous record. He already killed a radio station.
Oh, that's terrible.
That is.
You're blaming
who
Kurt
said
Bay.
That? No.
You are, see,
no.
That's not that's right. Not that's right. Not no. Nice mm-hmm. at all. Mm-hmm.
I heard it was no. the playlist.
Well, too Kenny wide? And I argued about it.
You can't play all those records, Mike, and expect people to listen.
Rob is referencing The Edge, the station where Kirk and I did the morning show for about a year. Did we make it a year or a little over a year?
I think just under a year, I thought.
Just under a year. Thank you. Thank you, Rob. But it was, you know, Kenny thought, and Kenny might have been right. The ratings wouldn't show that he was right. Kenny believed that people that listen to classic rock are wonderful, but he wanted to get the people that would just turn on the radio station and hear something that they loved and stay. My feeling was that the people that were listening to The Edge were already classic rock fans, and it would be nice to get them what they want, which would be deeper cuts
right.
and a much wider playlist. So that's kind of where we were coming from on that little account.
Did you ever get any... Actually, I've never asked you this. Did you ever make any headway? Because I see where you're coming from, and...
I like Kenny King. I see Kenny, I take him out to dinner. He's a good guy. And I don't say that about a lot of program directors, but I like Jeff Bowden. I like Kenny King. And they all got kind of caught up in the same crap that we all did when they, I guess they sold, right? They sold. And when they were bringing in Sam Rogers, when I heard that, it was just like, you know, I said, who's coming in to work here? And they said, oh, it's Sam Rogers. Oh, Sam Rogers. Oh, all right. I mean, I knew. Literally, Katie Powers, your other radio partner,
From
texted me or sent me an email. I forgot which one it was. When she heard through the, because Katie's a bit of a radiophile, she keeps tabs on the business. When she heard that he was coming in to run the show, Katie texted me, I am so, so sorry. I already got the fired, I'm fired text from her. Just when
before
he
you
was
ever
named,
got it?
Oh. Because we knew exactly what was going to happen. Yeah. This guy, within 3 years, the guy canned me twice.
That's
the
right.
The guy actually canned me twice. It was a real thrill. But getting back to the murder mystery.
sounds like you have a vendetta.
It's I hate everybody in radio. A hilarious 1980s themed mystery involving a high school reunion, a 30-year-old time capsule, and murder. Now, listen, if you can come out to see us on Friday, you can certainly make it to this show. We'd like to sell this thing out as fast as we sold our show out. It stars 98 Rock Morning Show host Justin Schlegel, More Broadcasting's Rob Mayer, and Joe Robinson, hosts of the Rob and Joe Show, plus special guests Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. But the real star of the show is you. So let's sell those tickets like a little bitty hotcakes. Shall we do that? I think you said it perfectly.
It's going to be a fun show. We're all involved, and also it'll be what we always essentially wanted. The show is the show starts at 8:00. The doors open at 7:00, and you're wrapped up by 10:00. And also, the 7 o'clock hour is going to be fun as a meet and greet, as we always talked about.
Absolutely. Hanging out.
Yep. But before the show?
As not an informal meet and greet. Instead of going somewhere and doing something like we've done in the past, it's always been convoluted.
Right.
We just go there and then we go to the show.
What time does the show start?
Joe starts at 8:00, doors are at 7 p.m.
I'll be coming in at 1 minute before 8:00 in a hoodie. that's it. Let's take a break. Oh, hey, we haven't started the show yet, have we?
No. We need to start the show.
But what the hell's going on or something like that?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
The first thing that happened, all of my breakfast cereal got very serious. 5 years ago, my breakfast cereal was fun. The boxes were primary colors and an animal mascot. And the back of the box, there was a word find or a maze, a fun maze. Help Sugar Bear get to his insulin. But now, all of my cereal box, first, the cereals have names like Sorghum Farms, Amaranth Flakes. And the on the box, it's a white background with a beige bowl with beige cereal in it and a couple of sad blueberries. And then the back of the box, there's a short novel about the organic farm and the creepy hippie cult family that's growing the cereal. It tastes like cardboard that committed suicide.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. And if you're listening right now, you do too. TMOS, always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag and our wide open Wednesday phone calls. Our show is an interactive experience, and we love our audience participation, so please let us hear from you.
You!
Of all the people, we want to hear from you. All over the world, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and it's brought to you by our favorite NorCal realtor, Alex Papp. Are you renting Northern California? Don't be a rube. Now is the time to buy a home. Analysts predict that interest rates will rise by the end of the year, so right now is the best time to buy. Invest in your future and let Alexander Papp show you how. Alexander makes it easy, from finding your perfect home to writing an aggressive offer, working through the home inspections, and even finding you a great lender for your loan and pre-approval. Wake up and find your dream home. Alexander Papp, rated 5 out of 5 stars on Zillow, Trulia, and Realtor.com. Alex is ready to answer questions about the real estate process. He will make it smooth and stress-free. Plus, he loves TMOS just like you. Stop looking at homes online. Give Alex a call on his personal cell phone, 916-276-2129. That's 916-276-2129, and find your next home today. Alexander Papp is licensed in the entire state, but focuses exclusively on Northern California, from Marysville to Grass Valley, from Granite Bay to Folsom, and everywhere in between. So stop renting. Call Alex, the NorCal realtor, today. 916-276-2129. BRE 01980. Prado Real Estate. Remember, anyone who buys from Alex, with Alex, while Alex is in the room,
yes,
gets a Rob Spiewak fruitcake.
Which delicious. Is, it's going to be limited edition soon enough.
Very new.
I don't think we're going to be able to do this unless we do it right now. So I know we could sit there and talk about the murder mystery.
Right.
And we could talk about Rob Mayer. And we could talk about Kirk McEwen. But I think it's better if we get right to the mailbag, because that's what we do on Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. We're it's late already. You've made me late you. Already.
You made me late enough already. Hey, Brad. Yeah.
Write me a letter, good morning, gentlemen. This is a question for Mike, right out of the bat.
Right.
Right out of the shoe. Right on the bat.
Right. Right.
Bat on the...
In the batter's box.
Out of the baby maker.
Out of the
this
gate.
This is a question for Mike. Was there one specific thing that made you finally decide to go ahead and get your hips replaced?
Ooh. That's a good question, though.
Shakira. What a great first. Shakira.
Why?
I have been told that I will have to have my hips replaced. The degeneration is severe at this point, but I keep telling myself it's not that bad yet. What pushed you over the edge to finally do it? Thanks for all you do, guys. Love to all, Sarah B. I will answer that question, Sarah. It was a question of when pain affects your sleep.
Ah.
When you're not moving, you're just lying. Mm. And you couldn't find a correct position where you didn't have the hip pain. And my hip pain, this is what people think. Everybody thinks if you've got hip pain, it's going to be on the outside of your butt, that it's going to be right up there, that's where the hip is. No. The hip joint goes everywhere down through the whole area, and mine was right in the groin. I thought I had a groin tear for, I'm not kidding you, since my 20s and 30s.
Wow.
That's how long I was living with this. It turned out, I went to a chiropractor one time. He said, well, that's probably your hip. And then when I got it checked out, they found out it was. I had injections. I had chiropractic. I did this for years. I took medicine. This was multiple years before I pulled the trigger. So the pain, it's sleeping is what made me do it. And they're still sore. It takes a long time for this to recover. But I don't have that pain that I had anymore, because it's all I am by honor.
But in the end, did you take comfort in the fact that for years, all the time, you had a perfect groin?
Yes. Yeah, because I was always worried about my groin.
Everyone worries about your groin.
Yes, yes.
Now I can sleep at night.
Good to have you here, Rob.
My pleasure.
Chris Hartsfield is having her big 5-0 my God birthday on September 8th. Elena says that she'll buy her friend a fruitcake if we all say something witty and full of love to her in this weekend's mailbag. I feel mildly extorted by that.
Really?
Yeah, why should we have to work for it?
I mean, she won't buy a fruitcake. Elena, that is. Oh, she'll buy. She will not buy a fruitcake for Chris unless we say something witty and well, I'm going to put it on Rob. What would you like to say to Chris Hartsfield on her 50th birthday?
I hope your friend buys you a fruitcake, because if you eat that entire fruitcake, 50 will feel like 49.
There it is. That's that. That's it. There. Now she has to buy one. Do you have anything witty, Oscar, that you'd like to say?
Was it for Elena or Chris?
It's Chris Hartsfield having her big 5-0. Elena says she'll buy her friend a fruitcake if we all say something witty and full of love to her in this week's mailbag.
Look, you're turning 50. Don't make it hard. You're already making a radio show, a podcast, work for this.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, just because it looks like cellulite doesn't mean it can't go away.
Rob Mayer, you got anything?
Was that witty or was that full of love? Just because I'm trying to classify them. Okay.
That was a combination of both. Anything for Chris Hartsfield?
Sure. They say 40 is Hartsfield. 40 is the new 30, but 50 is still 50.
So. Thank you. Thank you very much. And after that, we've all said something. And my witty and loving comment is, Elena, buy Chris 2 fruitcakes.
Yes.
2.
Dose.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Moving right along. Doppelcakes. Hi, guys. Just so you are aware, a cheese grater and soap are required to cook meth at home. The more you know. Sincerely, the Reverend Dennis Lowe.
Mike, he's referring to this tape.
Who steals a cheese grater? What got me the most was my soap. Stole my soap.
Soap
Who
and a cheese
soap?
Grater.
That's right.
What's that say about one of the principals on the show had forgotten that?
Wow.
And now I remembered it. A request in two separate parts. Part one, the NFL starts this week. Don't you feel we need to hear a certain tape of Rob Spiewak introducing Washington Redskins players to help us get ready for the NFL football? All right, Rob, this is what happened today. Rob has been always very open with the Big Daddy Dan. He hates it,
but
he makes sure that we play it. But he's very happy today because I've lost it.
Oh, my God.
Fear not.
It's remember when I broke the computer?
Yes.
Rob says he hasn't, but he's got a crappy generation, so I don't know how bad Rob's.
I have it.
How crappy did
Let's
you make
hear
it?
How but bad
you,
this
should
is.
Hear, you should hear part two of the letter because they come together.
So don't you feel we need to hear a certain tape of Rob Spiewak introducing Washington Redskins players to help us get ready for NFL football? That's Colin Lowry in Austin. And part two, hey, guys, my birthday was last Tuesday, and I have a request for Rob. Could he please jump into his Uncle Buck car and go down to FedEx Field to introduce a certain Redskins defensive lineman? Many thanks, Lou in Oklahoma.
Well, I think we can do this. There's no need to even spin because the car is right here.
All right, go out and get
that. So I'm headed to Landover.
Go over there to... What's it now? FedEx? Is it still FedEx?
It's FedEx, yeah.
And it's still FedEx.
In Raljan.
And I just got to grab the microphone and say...
At defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson!
That was terrific.
So good.
Yeah, it was really great.
Do you think it's possible to find a better generation? And I'll keep it
I'm
in
sure it was
place.
Emailed to you, Mike. It's got to be in your email.
Yeah, I was looking, but
is it in your replay?
I looked all morning. No, it's not. I don't have replays anymore. You mean the replay that I gave?
The old
back?
Replays.
Yeah, but I'm thinking that's where must it have been, so I can find it in there. There's a good one.
Yeah,
a
it's
good
in the
one
replay.
Exists. All right, then that's where I'll find it.
It's my ringtone if you need it.
No, shut up. You. That's not even charming. It used to be so funny.
That's funny.
Hi, TMOS team. I turned 45 on Wednesday, August 22nd. Of course, you didn't mention this on the show because once again, for the third year in a row, my C wife didn't send in a birthday message for me. I listened daily to the podcast while at work, slaving away for her and my ungrateful children. This is a funny straight ahead letter. Thankful to have gents like you to cheer me through the day. At any rate, I love the show and I look forward to writing this same drivel to you next year when, once again, that C wife of mine forgets to drop you a note on my behalf. Say hello to Dick Queasy for me. That would be an upgrade from the dinner I got on my birthday.
Oh.
heated up chili from a can.
Yuck.
And dry cornbread. Thank you again, gentlemen. Oh, my God. Where's the name?
Next page. Next page.
Oh, okay. That's Matt in Phoenix. Matt, that's my letter of the month.
Lucky guy, Matt.
That's wonderful. Hi
to Mrs. Matt.
Yeah. Yeah.
True love is hard to find.
One thing about sea wives, they always get less sea over the years.
Oh, God. Next letter says, hello. Thank you for TMOS. Without your show, my life would suck. That might not be exactly true, but it sometimes feels like it during the stress-filled slaying the dragon, crazy children days that filled my life. I'm a father of five.
Oof.
Wow. Husband to a stay-at-home wife and branch manager of a refrigeration wholesale distributor.
Hey, party.
The American dream.
I get little time for myself. Your show is my outlet to feel like I have friends in my daily life. You do, rest assured. This last month has been no exception, especially at work. We've had the busiest, highest grossing month ever at our branch. In celebration, I purchased a premium fruitcake to share with my employees. That's
a guy!
I like that.
Nice.
And some customers, if it lasts that long. What better way to celebrate a great year? Thank you again for all that you do. See you in Vegas. Josh White, Puyallup. Is it
Puyallup?
Puyallup.
Puyallup?
Puyallup. Is it pew like a church pew?
Yes, exactly.
Puyallup, Washington. That's very cool. Thank you very much, Josh. That's a great letter, too. Hello, everyone. I am writing to request a birthday shout-out to my husband, Will McNeil. He is a long-time listener. We have been together for... Yeah, is that like the same long when Kiki K's talking about the commercials? Long.
Long. Kiki.
Complainers.
Yes, Kiki.
We've been together for 8 years. And at least once a month since 2010, he has reminded me that Rob's name is spelled with two B's.
It's very important.
Since this is his first birthday that we are actually husband and wife, SOB took 8 years to ask, I figured I would grant him his one wish and send him a birthday greeting via the show. So here it is, you big douche. Happy birthday. Thank you. And that comes from Andrea Rush McNeil. You got a keeper there, pal.
He's a winner.
Our last letter says, hey, guys, I work for a bicycle tour company in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. There you go. Welcome to Dreamland.
Right.
Stop bragging.
Our rental location is a shed in one of the parking lots at the visitor center for the national park.
Lovely.
This morning at around 8 o'clock, I had my Bluetooth speaker blasting TMOS. The parking lot was dead, save for a few cars full of slack-jawed tourists trying to figure out where they were. Suddenly, I saw one of them approaching. I hadn't had my coffee yet and was not in the mood, so I pretended to be busy. Still, he came forward. Excuse me, he said, in a melodic British accent. Being a sucker for British accents, I responded politely. Then he asked, is that Mike O'Mara? I was stunned. I told him it was. Thought so, he said with a smile. I could hear Oscar's hyena laugh from across the lawn. We then talked about how much we love the show and our two respective countries. We talked about our countries. He had lived there here for several years during our WJFK days and was very happy when he discovered that you moved to podcasting because, and I quote, that show was the one thing I really missed about the States. And the Buffalo Wings. I just thought you guys would like to know that your show brings the world together. Don't ever stop. Matt Callery, the tour operator. Rob, start the show. You already did. Thank you very much. Wonderful mailbag this
week.
Thank
you.
Sorry I didn't read it better. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills. Got a big trip coming myself. I'm very excited about it. We'll talk about that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Jimmy Cerrito. I'm the King of the Wings, Jimmy's Old Town Taverns, world famous Buffalo Wings, and the TMOS bonus show are things that are worth paying for. If it's too tough for you to go to the MikeOmaraShow.com and click the bonus show button, then drop by Jimmy's and I'll teach you how to buy the bonus show.
If you want to see the O'Mara's Pub wooden sign with your own two eyes, offer me a ride home.
No, fuck it. I ain't doing it.
Buy my Buffalo Wings and the bonus show. You will not be disappointed. No refunds. It'll be okay.
It'll be okay. Thank you, Jimmy. Hey, on a tough note here, we want to send our very, very, very best wishes out to Uncle Dave.
Yes.
From Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. Uncle Dave going through it right now. And we love you, Uncle Dave. You are a funny man. You are a brilliant man.
Big
you are a
way,
wonderful man.
Man.
And you are one of Jimmy's favorite people in the world. And Uncle Dave, from me to you, there's nothing I enjoy than watching a Capitals game and having you talk to me during the play. There's nothing I love more than that, Uncle Dave. And also, you know, one of the driest and best senses of humor, and really always was a big supporter of us. And we wish him the very well, very well. I mean, do the best you can, Uncle Dave. I know things have been tough recently. You know, he's a good guy, and for everybody over at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, they're all pulling for him and hanging there. We appreciate it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Autumn is right around the corner. Well, isn't autumn here?
Well, no,
this
it
is
starts
an old spot.
September 20th is when fall starts.
Well,
it's not
summer
fall.
Was
it's
over.
Not fall.
It's Labor
no,
Day.
It's not fall.
It's like, not fall
not
yet?
Not yet. Not yet.
All right.
Not when it's 98 degrees outside.
Mike, I got to step out for 2 seconds to help something. I'll be back in 2 minutes. Please.
Right. Podcast Village. Yeah. That's right.
Charlie Bernie.
Autumn, right around the corner. He has to go to his regular job. Autumn is right around the corner, and history has shown us as the weather cools down, the housing market heats up. But there is an 85% likelihood that the Fed will raise rates in their September and December meetings. Now is the time to lock in a low fixed rate before rates go any higher. Whether it's a refi or a purchase, Cornerstone First Financial will get you the lowest rates guaranteed. Work with the friends of TMOS. Cornerstone First Financial can get you the pre-approval you need before you work with an agent, so you know in advance what you qualify for. Trust Cornerstone, just like so many TMOS listeners have done before you. I promise you, Cornerstone First Financial will give you sound advice. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial. So I am going to see the daughter this coming weekend. I am
which daughter? Virginia daughter or New York daughter?
Going to New York, daughter. Going to New York City.
New York City.
Yes, going to Brooklyn. Going to Brooklyn to see my lovely daughter. I'm very, very excited. Paulie, I'm sorry I can't see you. We're going to be busy.
Very
no,
busy.
No, I'm kidding.
Every moment is accounted for.
That's it. No, but I mean, literally, I'm there for the blink of an eye. Going to see her and then fly back out. So I'm really, really excited to see her. I don't think the one thing I'd love to do, but I don't think it's happening on the weekend.
Right.
I'd love to go to one of her New York style acting classes.
Oh, that'd be neat.
That she's taken. It's she's very, very engaged in that right now. And she's getting better and better and better. Look, you never know what the future holds, but I have a brilliantly talented, also beautiful young daughter, and she's still slaying the dragon. But she gave me a little news over the weekend before I made my arrangements that I don't know if I'll get a chance to meet this lad, but her latest is an Irish bartender. Oh my God.
Wow.
An Irish. I like a real Irish.
I wonder if you would have anything. Oh, he has an accent?
Well, I think he's really, you know, it's New York. There are lots of Irish.
Yeah, he might be faking, though. Yeah. For bigger tips. Now, I have a question. We spent a lot of time in New York together. Have you ever done Brooklyn?
Never in my life. I've never been over the Brooklyn Bridge. All those years that we were in New York, I stayed pretty much in Midtown and went downtown for certain things. Went to the Lower East Side. That's about it.
It was the first this time that I went up this summer was my first time in Brooklyn, and you're going to love it. It's so cool, especially with your daughter.
Well,
she'll know her way around.
Well, I wanted to be right on the edge because she works in the East Village. So she's down there, and I wanted to see her, and she's excited. But I think my seeing her, literally, this is how easy this is going to be for me. My seeing my daughter, most of my time will probably be spent, because she works so hard on the weekends.
Right.
That's her work week, that I will be on the other side of a bar just hanging out with her. So I'm looking forward to
it. Well, try to have a good time.
Yeah. Suck it up. Yeah.
Now, will you be at the bar where the Irish kid is?
I don't think so. I think he works at another joint. This is
he also an actor?
She is my daughter, let's be honest, is reenacting the movie Cocktail. That's that's what she's doing right now. You know, that is her life. And they, you know, she's completely, utterly nocturnal.
Yeah.
She is complete. I do not speak to her prior to noon on any day of the week, because now when she's during the week, she does her acting classes, but then she's out. She has that schedule that she has.
Right.
And, you know, I'm pulling for
it. But then it's off to work.
Well, you know, Mike, we're always looking to hire actresses for the murder mystery.
That's right.
Really? Yes. Really?
That's yes. Wonderful. We do need some more, she some can more
do,
females.
Do Eric's role?
She could do Eric's
That's
role.
That's an inside yes. joke. Don't
I think can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What the hell is Oscar doing?
He asked for 2 minutes.
Yeah, well, it's been 10.
I don't see him.
I'm just kidding.
I see him. He's hitting buttons. He's just looking busy.
He is.
He's looking busy. He's just looking in the mirror at his new haircut.
Yeah. He's a man of many hats. It's just I'm unsettled this time. Normally I'm enough of a professional to soldier on, but in this particular circumstance, I'm, you know, we've got a guest here. We've got Rob Mayer here.
Oh, it's Roomba Santana. What are you going to do?
Yeah, the Roomba started up, and he's begun to suck.
I like that. Well, I think that nickname should stick, by the way.
Roomba.
What's that?
Yeah. Roomba. That's a winner.
Yeah, Roomba.
I think we need to make that walls, a thing. Yeah.
Doing different things.
Figuring out the floor plan.
Now, since we last had you, Rob Mayer, on the show, did I hear or see or become aware? Joe got engaged, didn't he?
Joe is engaged. I'm the best man. I won that lottery.
Really?
Yeah.
We have a date? We have a date
it's
and everything?
May 31st.
Oh.
Is this his second?
It is his second.
Okay.
Funny, her third. Now,
that is funny.
I thought that you would be the one that was doing it first. I really did. I
mean, that's a lot of people thought that.
Has that discussion happened in your home?
Oh, it maybe. No, we're in a good place right now. We're in a place where we're not putting that pressure on our relationship. We're
just
enjoying each other's company without any sort of expectation of a future.
Without
I don't mean of a future. I mean, there's no like.
Well, you just said it.
Yes.
You just said that.
It sounded better in my head than when I heard it out loud.
Now, with your situation here, I would imagine. Do you socialize with Joe outside of the show that you do together? Does your lady? What is her first name again? She's a comedian as well.
She's not a comedian.
I thought she was a comedian.
No, she has a normal job. She's got health insurance and all that good stuff.
Oh, wow.
Is she funny?
Yeah, she is funny.
Okay.
Charming. Tawanda is her name. Tawanda.
Tawanda. Okay.
She'll be in Vegas. So,
as a comic who's dating someone with health insurance, I would think you'd be pressuring her for marriage.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. She owns the house and a 401k. And
all right. Let's get to
it. I own half of a murder mystery company.
So obviously, you are close enough to Joe Robinson that when he made this announcement that Tawanda would probably shortly thereafter have been aware of this, unless she doesn't have anything to do with your work life. I know that there are some significant others that pay attention to what we do in this business of show and certain ones that don't. I'm just curious whether that pressure or any pressure whatsoever ramped up a bit after Joe Robinson was, announcing that, he met a girl and half an hour later he got engaged.
Yeah. The pressure. No, we got through the ramped up part. The pressure was ramping up. It did ramp up. And now we, there is really no funny
answer.
Did
it come to a head?
It came to a head and now we are in a good place. It came to a head. And no, I do.
Well, yeah, it sounds like he has sort of like a prepared. He sounds like he has sort of a prepared statement. It's kind of like he's come out to the reporters, and this is what he's got.
I mean, what you told me to say.
I remember years ago that one of the very first things we talked about when you guys came in was your love life.
Yeah,
yes.
that was a long time ago, and now so it's kind of in a holding pattern now. Is that what it is?
I think that the pressure of that was causing us a negative vibe in the relationship. We weren't getting along as well. And now that we've removed that, and just now we're just concentrating on just enjoying each other's company and having a good time. And then whatever happens.
Company.
We're going to go to Vegas together.
You know, enjoying each other's company sounds very romantic.
Yes.
Wait, Oscar, is everything all right? Everything okay? What the hell was going on out there?
Oh, did you have time to clear your throat?
Well, we have an ambassador and a general here. And when TV isn't working, apparently I'm the only one that can fix it, Mike.
Oh boy. So did somebody give you the waving mannequins when they were
The same feeling you get when you see people running around the studio, like, what is on fire?
Yeah, you couldn't.
Yeah, I was like, these guys are going to drown and not want to bother me because they know they have a strict policy not to bother me during these hours.
Right.
And the first time one of our new hires looked at me, I was like, they have no idea what's going on. I have to go fix this.
Mayor believes that the name Roomba should stick.
I love Roomba.
Yes.
I love Roomba.
Yeah. We were talking about Rob Mayer's love life.
Oh, I have full detail. Oh my God. I have so much insight. You don't even know.
Actually, yeah, you do.
Rob, Rob Spiewak, the fact that you asked that question, he inquires. That's how he knows.
Yeah, I was leading him into it, you say.
Did you know?
No, I don't know, but I'm curious to hear.
No. I know what Oscar knows, but he doesn't. There's been a different development.
Let me explain Rob's engagement over the last 2 years.
I don't really
to
know that
show.
Much, Rob.
I'm gonna talk about Rob Spiewak's engagement to the show. There are times when Oscar and I want Rob Mayer to Rob Spiewak to make an adjustment on a volume level or something, and I'm gonna show you what we do. This is what Oscar does. Oscar, this is the God's honest truth. It is actually physically manifested itself, and Oscar will go like this, and then I will go like this. And then Oscar again will go like that. You know why he does it? His head is down for the entire show now. He does the show quite often like this.
You see, that's
where
not
he's
true.
He's just looking straight
that
down.
That is
well,
not
how
true.
Can we, how come when we wave at you, you never pay attention enough to see
when
us?
When I'm focused on you, I don't have Oscar in my peripheral. And sometimes
but I'm going
I miss
like
it.
This. But I'm the one. I've done it. I've done it.
That I see.
Oscar, have we not done it at the same time?
We have. The only thing I can ever, I guess, glean from what Rob goes through is that when I've sat in that captain's chair and I've ran the board and tried. Damn it! F me! I'm the worst! I do this for a living, not at all, not very good. Okay, so when I have run the board,
yes,
I know that it takes a level of concentration that for a new guy like me, it's like, okay, be funny, run the board, don't F it up. So I give Rob a little leeway sometimes when he's so focused in and he wants to please so bad. And we've had off-air conversations between, and I'm sure Rob Mayer, you know as well, when you idolize somebody, you want to kill for them, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Rob still has
he sounded enthusiastic there, didn't he?
Well, don't you
well,
ever
he doesn't idolize anybody. That's the problem.
I want to kill for myself.
Okay, well, that's
pleasure.
Good. That, well, I mean, that is the I guess, the stand-up comedian's mentality. You want to murder all the time for yourself.
No, you do want to always bring it.
So when Mike, he wants to please you, that's the only layer. I love to please you, not sexually, but in a professional manner.
Damn it.
Rob, I think, wants to please you sexually and in a professional manner because he's got this, you're his golden god. So he's so nervous so wrapped up in not wanting to disappoint that I think he disappoints.
I want to please you emotionally.
Thank you.
I want to please you in all ways, Mike, always, sexually, and
thank
everything.
You. Now I'm going to throw up.
Would you undo a button?
let's do this.
Just for old time's sake?
Yes!
Yeah!
Yes!
Look what came out.
Oh!
All right, there we go.
Speaking of undoing buttons, Mike, please let's not forget we have two interns that are leaving. We just want to say goodbye to them
we'll
at least.
We'll say goodbye when we come back,
thank
and then
you.
I want to get the details on Rob Mayer's love life when we come back
perfect.
As well.
Damn it.
We're on the Mike O'Mara show, and we're with Rob Mayer from the Rob and Joe show. And Rob's coming to Vegas with us because Saturday night after our live show, they're doing the Murder Mystery Show in Las Vegas. Back to the 80s. It's a fantastic show, and you can get tickets on the website right now. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara show.
Hello, ladies. It's me, Andrea. Do you live inside of a death stand? Do you wear too much cologne? Do you suffer from diabetes? Well, suffer no more, because I have the solution for you. And it's Rob Spiewak's famous fruitcakes, available for purchase now on tmosfruitcake.com. Because ladies, we all know that life inside of a death stand can get lonely, but it isn't so bad if you're eating Rob's fruitcakes. So buy them today, and you won't regret it. I feel the diabetes getting better already. Ciao, belle.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, huge stacks of resumes, a confusing review process. Boo! Boo! But today, hiring can be easy, and you only need one place to get it done, ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. ZipRecruiter also uses powerful matching technology to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. Then ZipRecruiter analyzes each application and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employees who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. With results like that, it's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the highest rated hiring site in America. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. It's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Just remember it again, ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. Did Oscar now move Andrea into his seat so he can go out?
No, he's here. He's here. He's just wrangling our two extra intern guests today.
Jesus. Hi, Andrea. How are
you? Hello, Mike. How are you?
You are leaving us today. Your final day of your internship. Is that correct?
I am, unfortunately, yes.
You have been a delight to have on this show. We give you a round of applause.
Thank you.
Andrea, we always ask our interns when they're heading out, first of all, where are you off to? What is your next stop in the Andrea career path?
Yes, so I'm going to Voice of America.
I was hired
as a social media producer there.
That's wonderful. You excited about the opportunity?
I'm very excited about the opportunity, yes, sir.
That's good. You'll be actually going into a building, doing some work, and actually getting a paycheck. That's going to be a new experience. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
I sent Andrea an email over the weekend, but I want to say this in front of everyone. It's not common. We've had a lot of great interns, but it's not common that they really leave a thumbprint on the show, and he truly has. And we really do wish you all the best. You've done such great work for us. We really appreciate it.
Did you dust it?
I did, and guilty. Guilty of being talented.
What is your single best memory of working on the Mike O'Mara Show, Andrea?
Well, look, I have many memories of the show. I mean, I came in here when I came in here for the first time, I was in a bad place emotionally and physically, and I got better over time.
I love that.
I love the intrigue that goes on at the Podcast Village Studios. It's fantastic. And I love, getting to know a lot of people and getting to work with many people. It's been a fantastic experience.
Just give us your
God
top 50
you.
Highlights.
Of working with everybody there, is there anything, any one moment with any particular individual in Podcast Village or the Mike O'Mara Show that stands out?
Well, I mean, there's not one moment. There's a collection of moments which were fantastic.
Okay, very good. Yes, thank you. And off to VOA, and yes, congratulations. Sir. Don't be a stranger. You're going to be in D.C. Come by and visit
I'm
us.
I'm going
anytime
to come by and visit. Yes, sir.
Thank you very thank much, you so Andrea. Much.
Thank
Take
you.
Take care.
Take care.
And, of course, a sex machine to all the chicks. That's Andrea. And now let's, who else is leaving us today?
Today is Toddy's last day as well.
Oh, that's right. It's Labor Day weekend, and now we bring Toddy in. Hello, Toddy. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. Have you seen enough football players while you've been here?
Only one, Santana Moss. Only Santana Moss.
Pretty excited about that.
Right? Oh, you got that right.
Wow.
Now, where are you off to? Are you going back to school? What's the Toddy plan? Now?
Well, I still have my other job at the Voice of America where I'm.
Another Voice of America. That's great. Rob, what did you do? Go down there and put a big poster up or something like that?
I handed out flyers one lunch. I just said, here, you want to come? Here, you want to come? Hey, you want to come?
They'll hire anybody over there, apparently.
That's exciting. How did you find your time at TMOS?
It was a wonderful experience. I learned a lot, not just from the. From the government-funded VOA, but from a private business like the Mike O'Mara Show. So I had a great experience, and I'm grateful for the opportunity.
He's come a long way with editing, and actually in the audio vault, his final project will air today. It's something you're really going to enjoy.
That's right. And did you like the joke when I said I'm the captain now? Did you enjoy that joke?
What joke?
See you later. I'm sorry. We got to go. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Toddy.
Thank you, Toddy.
Toddy, any final words you'd like to give everyone?
You'll be hearing from his lawyer.
just thanks for the opportunity. I'm grateful to work with you guys, and it's something that I will cherish for the rest of my life.
God bless you. Thank you very much, Toddy. Take care. Oh, little hug from Oscar Santana. All right, get the hell out of here. Thank you. Thank you, Toddy. Come by and visit anytime. I thought he knew that joke that I made. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, you know.
He didn't know the joke. Sorry about that.
He might have heard it. He might just not have gotten it.
Okay, I understand that. That's fine.
I went and addressed the joke after the fact as due diligence on the show. He goes, yes. He goes, I've seen that movie. And I said, all right, as long as you're good with it, I'm good.
There you go. See you later.
Ta-da.
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 He says, I look nothing like Tom Hanks.
We will take. I'm sorry, but we've been running super late today. I apologize. We do have to take one other break. We will come back rapidly this time. We're with Rob Mayer from the Rob and Joe Show and the host of the Back to the 80s Murder Mystery Show that will be happening the night after our live show in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're all going to be in Vegas. What could possibly go wrong? We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, boys. It's me, Shannon. You know, the Oscar Santana scholarship winner. Oscar just gave me another pep talk about how I need to start pulling my weight. So I'm going to help out by promoting Tech 411. It's amazing. Oscar is out right now with his Tech 411 co-host and best friend, Todd Moore. Todd's probably surfing the back plane of a router, if you catch my meaning. Anyway, tune in to Tech 411 on More Broadcasting so Oscar can become a big success and I can keep milking him dry. Buy a master's degree.
Shannon in the morning.
You sound anything like her. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
She had a cold.
I'm sure you've heard that this year, for the first time ever, you can lay your hands on a genuine Rob Spiewak fruitcake. All you have to do is visit TMOSfruitcake.com, and that's a very good thing. However, all good things must come to an end, so we are officially announcing the last day to invest in your fruitcake future is Friday, September 7th, only 3 days left. Yeah, that's an official deadline, so get yours right now. And by the way, ass online that said, oh, we're just going to extend it again. No, we're not extending it. We're doing that because we got to get in there and start cooking them, okay? Time's a fleeting.
That's right.
That's the official deadline, so get yours right now. Remember, these handcrafted masterpieces are sweet, spicy, potent, and delicious, so you can have yours in time for the holidays simply by giving us your support. But you must act now at TMOSfruitcake.com. We need your fiscal support, and we are proud to offer the taste of the holidays as our way of saying thank you. Invest in your fruitcake future now and ensure the ongoing success of TMOS. Visit TMOSfruitcake.com and do it today. The future is now, ladies and gentlemen.
News!
Man, oh man. Mayor, when you come in here, I swear to God, the time just goes like an instant.
Yes.
I like when you just call him Mayor.
Mayor!
I
like
it. Because I said Rob when I was talking to him, and you answered him. When you're both Robs,
I know.
It gets a little confusing because you're sitting next to each other, too. So that gets a little
I like that.
A little squirrely.
We are
Roseanne,
close.
Roseanne Barr. You ever work with or get close to Roseanne on the comedy circuit at all? You ever bumped into her, Rob?
No, but Joe had his run-in with Tom Arnold.
That's legendary.
Yeah. That's as close as we've gotten.
I remember hearing about that. Roseanne Barr hopped on that podcast she likes to go on, Rabbi Shmuley. She went on it again, and this time she said she won't watch The Conners, the reboot of her show, when it premieres next month because she's moving to Israel.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Sure.
She said, quote, I have an opportunity to go to Israel for a few months and study with my favorite teachers over there, and that's where I'm going to go. She said she won't curse or bless the spinoff, and she added, quote, I'm staying neutral. I'm staying away from it. Not wishing bad on anyone, and I don't wish good for my enemies. I don't. I can't. She is all over the... She ought to just shut the hell up.
That's the one thing she can't do, though. She can't shut up.
She's going there to work for Voice of Israel.
She's also keeping busy here in the U.S. She said she recently went down to Nashville, and cut a record.
Oh, no.
Because she's always wanted to be a singer. Yeah, the national anthem showed that.
Yeah.
Although she did admit that she's, quote, not great or even good. She's also working on jokes and is now writing a new sitcom that's, quote, very funny. But she didn't elaborate on that or the record that she cut in Nashville.
Mm. All right,
you know, you don't get it. If you've got more money than Jesus, which he has, you go away and you kind of cool your heels for a while. Nobody wants to wait anymore. She doesn't have any patience.
The most exciting thing about that story is I'm working on jokes. I don't have jokes, but I'm working on them. They're going to be great.
There's a new drink on the market that might be worth a try. This is interesting, and I give this to you, Mr. Oscar Santana. Oscar?
I'm listening.
How you doing? How are they doing over there?
They're great. I was actually looking at
Pony.
We're going
to get curtains. We're going to get blackout curtains.
We do have blackout curtains.
There's a new drink on the market that might be worth a try. It's called Psalm Sleep, and apparently it puts you to sleep in 30 minutes or less. It's berry-flavored, and there are a bunch of different vitamins and supplements in it that are supposed to relax you and help you fall right asleep. Does it work? Some people swear by it, including some celebrities who may or may not have been paid to endorse it, like Jenna Dewan and Hillary Duff. And 67% of the reviews on Amazon give it 4 or 5 stars. But the FDA hasn't approved its claim that it helps you fall asleep. So just like so many other supplements, you're kind of taking their word that it'll work. On the bright side, a 4-pack only costs $10, so it's not too expensive if you want to give it a shot. So we have to wait and
see what
happens.
Why would you want to have a nice big drink right before bed? You'll pee your pants.
But it's Psalm Sleep, it's called. I think it's like a little vitamin.
Oh, it's like a little guy then.
I think it's
also most people are adults, so they don't wet themselves when they go to bed if they have a beverage. Well, you
speak for yourself.
And two, they're late to market. Anybody who's had problems with sleep knows that you just go to the cold remedy aisle in CVS and you get NyQuil Severe, and that'll knock you out in roughly 30 minutes.
And if you can't do that, go to a coworker and ask for Ambien.
Yes.
Have you done the ZQL? Have you done the ZQL?
ZQL is garbage. Garbage!
Oh, okay.
I have a new ZQL with melatonin. It's a chewy pill capsule thing.
Oh,
delicious.
Like a gummy.
Really? Yes.
It's delicious.
I like the gummies. I won't take a vitamin unless it's a gummy. I won't lengthen my life if I have to swallow something that tastes like nothing. I need to chew candy.
Gummies. Everything's gummies for adults. Yes. Though.
Have a gummy.
And Oscar's right. The ZQL is never as good as the original.
Yeah. Yeah. The when fantasy football was... Oh, let me do this.
Yes.
When fantasy football was invented in the 60s, there weren't any websites yet, so people had to run their drafts in person, look at the stats in the newspapers each week, and crunch the numbers themselves, which reminds me, we got to get that... that guy Nicky Diamond back on the show.
Oh, yes.
That's fantasy football.
Yeah, he's
time.
Excellent.
Season starts.
I don't trust
USA him. Today just did a big write-up on how that system still exists today in America's prisons. Most prisoners have limited internet access or no access at all, and obviously gambling isn't allowed, so it all happens on the sly. But fantasy football is still very popular in jails all over the country. O.J. Simpson was in 4 different leagues while he was locked up in Nevada and also ran one of them. And Michael Vick has talked about giving fantasy advice to other inmates while he was locked up.
Wow.
Without the internet, they have to rely on box scores and newspapers, letters and phone calls with family members, and handwritten spreadsheets, which takes a while, but they have plenty of time, obviously.
I remember winning a fantasy baseball league back when we had to do it like that, where we had to like do the stats ourselves.
Yeah, get the paper every morning and check it out.
And
right?
I won that. So I guess I'd be good in prison, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, yeah.
A woman named Erica Bivens is the anchor at WSAZ, which is the NBC affiliate in Charleston, West Virginia, not too far away from us in Washington, D.C. A woman named Chelsea Ambriz does the weather. Well, they were out at a bar last week, and Erica accused Chelsea of flirting with her husband. Chelsea shoved Erica, and they both fell down. But Erica wound up with a ruptured eardrum and a fractured skull.
Mm.
Wow.
Chelsea was arrested for misdemeanor battery of a coworker, and she's due in court in 3 weeks. She could be looking at up to a year in jail or a fine. Neither of them has been on the air since all this went down, and we don't know if the station is planning to fire Chelsea. So there you have it. I guess Chelsea's the one who was accused of flirting,
right?
And then Chelsea shoved, and it's just been a cluster.
It's amazing all that stuff still happening in those big TV markets.
I know.
First Matt Lauer, now this.
It's terrible. A new study in England found that having a protein deficiency can mess with a guy's baby-making material. And if they don't get enough protein while trying to conceive, it can negatively affect their kid's health. Researchers found that when male mice didn't have enough protein in their diet, their offspring were more likely to end up overweight and show signs of pre-diabetes. There is one important side note, though. It turns out it's somewhat uncommon for guys in the U.S. to have a protein deficiency because we eat so much meat and cheese in general. So unless you're a vegetarian, adding extra protein to your diet might not do you any good. And in general, there are healthier ways to get protein anyway. I feel like John Testa. And in general, there are healthier ways to get protein anyway, like the fish and chicken that have a lot. Without all the saturated fat you get from a burger. I'm John Tesh. Good luck with your sperm. There we go.
It's nothing sadder than a diabetic mouse, Mike.
I know. It's very, very, very depressing. And now a little something-something. A shoe store in Roanoke, Virginia, called Clean Soles, has had two separate break-ins this summer, one last month and one in July. And a bunch of shoes were stolen. But almost all of them were right-footed. They took a bunch of right foot display shoes and they never went to the back room where the sets of sneakers are. All in all, the owner says they ran off with 13 right footed shoes, just one pair of sneakers, plus a few shirts, hoodies, and jackets. Two people involved in the first break-in in July. One was a 17-year-old kid who's now facing charges. Apparently, the other one did the second break-in alone last month and the cops haven't found him yet, but they did post security footage online. He should be easy to spot. He'll be the kid that's running in the circle. I'm sorry. You knew it was coming. You knew that was coming.
The Fugitive Part 2, the one-legged man.
Yeah. He's hopping mad.
There he is. He's in the parking lot. He hasn't got any. He's not going any further. We'll take a break, and we will come with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
You can talk about the pit.
Informed, intelligent, irreverent, political persuasions. And now, here's Chris.
Hey, it's Chris Wright with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I discussed the legacy of John Sidney McCain and the lessons of a life well lived. And a listener sends me kombucha. Thanks, Wanda.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Yeah, just a couple of days before I get to work with that contrarian again. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody. Brought to you by our bonus packages. It's just about fall, and you know what that means.
Right.
It's back to school.
Hey!
Yes, America is hitting the books. And you can wise yourself up, too, with a TMOS bonus package. Get straight A's in laughter. I guess I read that wrong.
Like Regis.
Get straight A's in laughter. Get straight A's in laughter with a weekly uncensored commercial-free 6 hour of TMOS fun. Each and every week, we host a study hall of joy and serve up all-you-can-eat mirth at the Comedy Cafeteria. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, otherwise known as extra credit. Cheer, cheer, oh, cheer, cheer for old Notre Dame. Wake up the echoes. Cheer, 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 your old Notre Dame. Wake up the echoes cheering her name. La, la, la. Subscribe today, and the senior class will vote you most likely to succeed at being awesome. Just go to MikeO'MearaShow.com, click the bonus banner, and it makes a great gift. Spread some cheer, bonus show style. Get happy by giving back, so please quit sucking now. No running in the halls. Let's open up the audio. Rob Spiewak, what do you have for us today?
I teased it earlier. Today is Toddy's last day as an internship.
Oh, I've been waiting for this since last week.
And Mike, you know how you like promos that really don't promote anything?
Yes.
You're in luck, because today I present to you Toddy's Hotties.
Welcome to this edition of Toddy's Hotties.
Oh, my
this
God.
Is Toddy, and it's time to get hot. We're going to pick two ladies and one guy that will open up your eyes. The first hottie is Serena Williams. She's arguably the greatest women's tennis player of all time. Recently, she was on the cover of Vogue magazine looking nice. Our second hottie is Scarlett Johansson. Actress, model, and singer has made appearances in the Forbes Celebrity 100. She's a Hollywood sex symbol because of her trademark lips, green eyes, and voice. Way to go, Scarlett. Our final hottie is Justin Timberlake. Oh man, those ladies love him. His rise to fame came when he was part of NSYNC. Then he became a solo artist and sold over 80 million records. His beautiful voice and attractive body make him so irresistible to women. He's like the white Santana Moss. So that's it for this week's edition of Hotties Hotties.
Oh.
If you don't like Hotties Hotties, you're just a dull and uninterested human being. Thank you.
Hottie.
There you go. At the end, brilliant. We get that. Oh, I could have used that for his whole run. I could have used that for his whole run. You'll have to tell him to come back and do it like every couple of months.
Yeah, he
or
can
so.
Submit Toddy's Hotties, of course.
I'd love him to drop by and tell Toddy before he leaves to come back and record Toddy's Hotties.
Yeah, you got
I
it.
Friggin' love that.
I'm gonna go.
If you come to me, and remember I said this, if you come to me and say, Mike, it's back. Toddy's Hotties, you will make my year. Cool. I would love
absolutely.
That gift.
Love it.
Awesome. Absolutely.
All right. Did you watch any of the coverage of the McCain funeral?
I watched the entire funeral.
It was a beautiful service, and there was two moments that I want to highlight. Both George W. Bush and Barack Obama spoke at the funeral, and they both had isolatable, charming moments. You know that doing a eulogy is one of the toughest things you can do as far as public speaking.
Yeah, you've done them. I've done them. They're very difficult.
And this was a great moment. George W. Bush sort of recalling the intenseness of John McCain.
Moments before my last debate ever with Senator John Kerry in Phoenix, I was trying to gather some thoughts in the holding room. I felt a presence. Opened my eyes. And 6 inches from my face was McCain, who yelled, "Relax, relax." John was above all a man with a code. He lived by a set of public virtues that brought strength and purpose to his life and to his country.
So that him yelling at him to relax maybe helped, maybe didn't.
Yeah, it was really, really terrific. And listen, for the people that can't handle it, the people that just don't know what bipartisan, dignity is all about, just bite me. And they're on both sides. Did you not ever really compete in anything? Did you ever experience loss? Did you ever experience like participating in some sort of sporting event where you had to be a gracious loser? Have you ever not put yourself out there? I cannot for the life of me on both sides. Democrats and Republicans, the Democrats that were saying, oh, what about this that he voted on? What about this? Yes, we get it. He disagreed with you. Hello. He's dead. And he did, he was in a prison camp for 5 years. And for the people on the Republican side who have to say to me, Mike, I know you got a tie to the Naval Academy. Then why didn't you vote for him? You just don't get it. I didn't vote for him because I disagree with 99% of the stuff he voted for. That doesn't mean I can't respect him and I can't admire him as a true American hero and patriot. Did you never participate in a contest of any kind where you were attempting to beat the other person's brains out and then you shake their hand and you congratulate them on a job well done?
Like a playoff hockey series.
Like the playoff, right. Like a playoff hockey series.
They beat each other up for 7 games. They're yelling and screaming. And then at the end, they shake hands.
They shake hands. My advice to all you people on both sides that couldn't get in the spirit of what was really a sweet little moment where Americans maybe came together for a minute, just shut the F up and let the grown-ups have their moment. And I mean that. Let the grown-ups have that moment. And look in the mirror at yourself and realize you got a circuit missing. You've got a capacitor that wasn't installed right. It might have happened when you came out of the womb, or it might have been you had a little effed up upbringing by your parents. But remember, this is a time, yes, you disagree with the guy. Yes, you had two guys sitting in the front row that were in the most heated competition, the presidency of the United States, and they both got up there and said wonderful things about him. Get over it. I was sickened by some of the things that people were saying. And the one guy, the very last one, when I made a little comment, my mother was married in the Naval Academy chapel to a naval aviator who graduated from the Naval Academy named Joseph Lister. At the end of World War II, he went off an aircraft carrier and his engine quit. And he went into the drink and they never found his body. And she was married. I have pictures of my mom where they have the swords up, where she's coming out of the Naval Academy Chapel. John McCain's last service was in the Naval Academy Chapel. And yet a guy writes to me, well, how come you didn't vote for him, Mike? Because that guy doesn't understand what it is to be a grown-up. It's that simple. Right. That's what it's all about. You know, you, well, put, said, it, you put it aside. We need to do it now more than ever. Sorry for the speech. I meant to do it earlier.
That's
sorry.
Right. Speaking of being a grown-up, you mentioned this in passing. This was a wonderful moment from when Barack Obama spoke at the funeral.
It showed his irreverence, his sense of humor, a little bit of a mischievous streak. After all, what better way to get a last laugh than to make George and I say nice things about him to a national audience?
So I thought that was exceptionally nice. Well handled. It was a beautiful service.
I loved Ariana Grande. I thought she was great at the service.
That was Aretha.
Damn it. Yeah. All
right.
Sorry. And, can I just, I'm sorry.
Please,
I know
we're
all
go
over
ahead.
The place. But I, you know what? Maybe tomorrow we can talk about it. We'll talk about it tomorrow. But the whole controversy over the bishop grabbing her side boob. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about that tomorrow?
Oh, of course.
I'd like to know. I'd like to know your thoughts on that tomorrow. And
Do you want to hear that bishop's joke from the funeral?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. This Aretha, is was her, Aretha's funeral over 7 hours?
It seemed like
it's still going on.
Yeah. A lot of it was outfit changes.
They have a bonus show that you can subscribe to.
Aretha's Death Patreon is right available. Here's the bishop.
Franklin Fruitcake Futures.
This is, Mike, this is from Aretha Franklin's funeral. I think his name was Bishop Hansey.
I've got to apologize because I have to brush up. My 28-year-old daughter tells me, Dad, you are old at 60. When I saw Ariana Grande on the program, I thought that was a new something at Taco Bell.
And then he went in for the kill.
Yeah. Yeah.
He didn't show the proper R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
True enough. True enough. And let us close with this just briefly. Nicki Minaj had a concert in Philadelphia over the weekend, Sunday. Oh. And if you see the pictures from this, it was a wardrobe malfunction.
Oh.
I mean, all I can explain
to
is
to beat the band. The best wardrobe malfunction in the history of malfunction.
She had a blouse that fought a losing battle for an entire show.
Absolutely.
And bless her heart, little Nicki Minaj, isn't she marvelous? Here she is explaining herself at the end of the show.
Then I saw my nipples at least 50 times tonight.
Thank you. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Oh, we sure did, Nikki.
We sure did.
Hey, Rob Mayer.
Hey, Mike O'Mara.
Thanks for coming on the show. We will see you in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Cannot wait.
Back to the 80s. The hilarious 1980s themed mystery involving a high school reunion, a 30-year-old time capsule, and murder. Starring 98 Rock's morning show host Justin Schlegel. More broadcasting with Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson, host of The Rob and Joe Show. Plus, special guests Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. We're doing that the night after our live show in Las Vegas, Nevada, Saturday, November 3rd at 7 p.m. in the Zappos Council Chambers Theater. For tickets, click the banner at MikeOmaraShow.com. Let's sell this puppy out like we sold the other one out.
Sell it out, baby!
You are clamoring for a second night. It'll all be over on social media. You'll know it, and we will do that. Please do it and get them today. For Rob Mayer, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.